among different speakers of English. And the second thing would be that now that English is spoken as an international language, nobody owns it anymore. The native speakers of English don't own it, and so don't have the right to expect everybody else around the world, when they speak English, to conform to native speaker ways of speaking, that everybody has the right to develop their own ways of speaking English.
So what would you say are the advantages for students and teachers of this form of English?
Well, one advantage would be that they actually have rather less to do, rather less to learn, because instead of trying to learn the entire way of speaking of a native speaker, which is incredibly complicated, and most learners never do achieve this in any case, so they've got less to do, but they're also allowed to keep something of themselves in their English. They're speaking English as, say, a Japanese speaker of English, or an Arabic speaker of English, a Spanish speaker of English, and therefore they are allowed to be themselves in English.
Right. And how do you see English being learnt and spoken in, say, 30 years' time